I don't consider Christians to be any less intelligent than members of any other religion. Of course, I consider most members of other religions to be pretty stupid, so that doesn't say much about Christians. However, Christians should be singled out because they are certainly the most common and numerous of the vocal, obnoxious religious types we non-Christians have to deal with on a daily basis. Ascetic Jews and Buddhists never knock on doors because they want to distribute cartoon pamphlets depicting happy people basking in the glory of their God's goodness. If Christianity is such a good product, why do they have to sell it door to door? Everyone knows that products sold door to door are second rate when compared to the products that require getting off your ass to obtain elsewhere. Making matters worse, anybody who doesn't rush out to become a Christian and accept Jesus is automatically condemned to hell, no matter what their moral character is. George W. Bush, for example, had a heated argument with his mother because he believed that only Christians go to heaven. The argument prompted the two of them to call the Reverend Billy Graham, who confirmed that only Christians go to heaven. I can't possibly think of a better way to bring new people on board to your way of thinking. If they can't be convinced to believe because of the merits, condemn them to hell and try to frighten them into it as a last resort. So let's suppose for a minute that I haven't been frightened into Christianity, but I still live by the Ten Commandments. I don't lie, steal, cheat, kill, or commit adultery, etc. I read the Bible as a moral guide, and I follow the Word of God when it comes to moral issues. The only thing is, I'm not a Christian, I don't believe in God, and I think that Christianity is no different than Greek mythology. Do I still go to hell? The answer, according to the Christian consensus, is inevitably a big fat yes. In other words, even if you always behave like a Christian, but you don't believe in God or Christianity, you are doomed to hell. Of course, if you are a Christian who has committed violations against God, you could still accept Jesus after your crimes and go to heaven. What sense does that make? Apparently, the Christian God is just so unbearably vain and insecure that his feelings are so hurt when good, honest, moral people don't believe.